children. This is people that are value, that have great value to John, my blessed children. He said, this is the last hour, and as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming. Man, he is around the corner. They are messing with you. He says, even now many Antichrists have come, and this is how we know it's the last hour. And John says, we are living in the last hour, and we are under the attack of the Antichrist. And he says it's the last hour because we're seeing this progression in the battle of good versus evil. And the last days are ushered in at the coming of Jesus, where he says, these guys are just not getting it. I am going to make a house call. I am going to come, and I'm going to bring truth to these people so that they can get back on track, so that they can find fullness in their lives and begin to move out of that defeat and move into victory. Are you glad that Jesus did that?
Yes.
And he's saying, because Jesus stepped it up, the enemy is not just going to sit around and mope. That the team that the Horizon beat, they didn't lay down in the third quarter. They didn't lay down in the fourth. They were doing everything they could to keep that defeat away from them, or the victory away, and to give them that defeat. And that is what Antichrist comes to us. And was coming to these dear children, these dear people that are close to John. He's saying, man, they're lying to you. They're trying to get you off track. Jesus said, he says, hold on to my teaching. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The enemy will come and try and cut away the truth of Christ. John gives us a definition of Christ down in verse 22. I read it. It says, anybody who denies that Jesus is the Christ. And that word Christ is Greek, a Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. It talks about deliverer, talks about savior. And what these antichrists say, Jesus is not that for you. There is no deliverer for you. There is no redeemer for you. And the enemy will tell you that today. Oh, all that church stuff, you're joking me. That's not real. That's just legend. That's just old stuff. You're not stupid enough to actually believe that. Interesting how Beatrice was grabbing onto that, amen? Interesting how that lady sitting right beside me at halftime was grabbing on. I got faith like a mustard seed. I'll tell you what, we had testimonies. Pastor Paul got a permanent job that he wasn't supposed to get last week. Lori, man, she got her job, new place. I don't know where she's at today. Probably working herself to death, working at that new job she got. All kinds of new testimonies coming. Why? People grabbing onto the truth. You lose the truth, you'll lose your way. Grab onto the truth, you will keep on moving down that path, getting to what Christ has for you. See, Jesus brought a message of the kingdom, message of opportunity. He says, this is the truth. And that truth will set you free. And those antichrists attack him and his message and his truth. Don't lose the truth. You won't lose your way. All right. This is a crazy truth. I don't want to blow anybody away. But the lost act lost. All right? I mean, you know some unsaved people. Don't be surprised when they sin. My wife gets surprised. And there's so much sin. They're doing what they're supposed to do. The lost act lost. He says, they went out from us. These were people that were in the church. They left. They had the truth of God being revealed to them. And they said, I'd rather have something else. A lot of people have come through these doors. A lot of people have come up with something else they would rather have than the truth of God. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us, for if they had belonged to us, they would have stayed. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. Antichrist coming, telling lies, getting people off track, losing their way. John talking about his dear beloved, and it's not just John. Paul talks about it too to the church in Galatia. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you. Who's he writing to? He's writing to the church. Same type of thing. People in the church saying, I think I got something else that might take better care of me. But not Beatrice. And not that lady who was sitting behind me. I got faith like a mustard seed. How about you? How strong is your faith? How secure is your position in Christ today? He says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. He goes to say, it's not really a gospel at all. There is no saving knowledge in this lie that the enemy would bring your way. There is only destruction that would come. So my question to you is, what came to you this week? How'd you do this week? Because some did not do well. Some did so poorly they didn't even make it here today. They're like those. They said, hey, they left. They got something else going on. Hey, you sell these camping. That's fine. John says, these people were really never part of us. Because if they were part of us, they would have never left. When you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, when you come to exhibit faith in Christ, when you want to grab onto who he is and the truth and the fullness of who he is, you have a faith that comes from God. You're here today. It's not because of the barbecue that's going to happen afterward. It's not because we got a little bit of air conditioning going on. It's not just because we got good music and Sam was up there playing. It is because God has started a work in you. And God starts that work out of you and begins to call you out of darkness and into light. And you grab onto that. He says even that saving faith is a gift from him. You grab onto that and you are really, truly saved. It is a faith that will keep you through the challenges of your life. It is a faith that will keep you through the lies that come at you from the enemy. A saving faith is a keeping faith, and it is a holding faith. But you got to hold on. You got to grab on to that truth, because if you lose the truth, you'll lose your way. And you'll be like those people. They left the church. They used to be part of us. But the lie got them off track. And the lie can get you off track. Just a little bit of a lie. And it gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. You want to know what the lie of the enemy is like? A brownie. My wife will make brownies. And I have diabetes. I am not supposed to have brownies. You know? And I really don't eat brownies. Maybe you, your wife, or somebody makes brownies. How many of you guys have brownies at your house every once in a while? Hands up. I wanted to see if I'm talking to anybody here. Well, if your hand's not up, just pretend that you had. There you go, buddy. See, even the church will give you brownies. Watch out. And you come across, and there's a tray of brownies, and you're going, my, look at those brownies. You know, I think I'll have, what do you say? I think I'll have one. Right? And you go, I just wonder if they're as good as them old ones, you know. And you grab one, and you go, oh, yeah, it's as good as the old ones, right? And you eat that thing down. And then you know what you got? You got that brownie taste in your mouth. And you'll be thinking, there's a whole tray. I think I'll just have two. And you grab that second one, and you start macking it down. My daughter was a good one. She'd be camping on the brownies, guarding them. You know, nobody take the brownies. So you take that second one, and now you're feeling what? You feeling good? No, you're feeling bad. You're feeling guilty, right? And so you come across that whole tray, and you know you can't have three. So you look for the biggest brownie in the tray, and you cut an edge off that thing just to try to make it as big as the rest of them. And what do? You eat the edge. And you're coming back, and what do you got? You still got that taste of the brownie in your mouth. And you're going, wow, I didn't cut that real good. It's actually small. I ought to just get that thing right out of there. And I don't know where you stop on your brownie excursion, but usually at the end, feeling a little bit sick. And that's what happens with the lie of the enemy. And maybe this week you had a little, I don't know what your brownie was this week, but you might have had a little something going on. And at the end, you feel sick. God says you don't have to stay that way. There's healing that's available to you. Amen? We have help along the way. You have an anointing from the Holy One. And all of you know the truth. He's talking to these guys who are being attacked by the people who used to be there. People coming around, see you at your house, see you on the way. You're not really going back over there, are you? We got something better. And he says, you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write you because you don't know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. God guides us into truth so that we will not lose our way along the way. Amen? John says God gives you anointing, an anointing that comes. Paul talks about it in his second letter to Corinthians, says God anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts. So that when you come to that saving faith and that holding faith, not playing faith, not testing faith, not sampling faith, but that saving faith that is a keeping faith and a holding faith, you have an anointing, you have the Holy Spirit that comes and takes up residence in you, and he is a guide for your choices. Also says that Jesus says in the Gospel of John that the Holy Spirit would come and guide us into truth and convict us of sin. So how'd you do this week? Did you take the truth or did you take the sin? How many brownies did you have? Did you quit at halftime? 30 to 12, I'm cashing it in. No need to play the second half. Where are you at on your pathway to victory? God will guide you into truth, and he seals you with his Holy Spirit so that you don't have to quit halfway. Amen? Amen, youth? Amen, youth? Come on, Tashiana, can I get a witness? There we go. I'll take that. All right. Praise the Lord. The truth is what it is. I'll tell you what. Truth is truth, folks. You can't change it. You can't shape it. You can't hone it. It is what it is. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. I got a message for you this morning. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is your Redeemer. He is your Savior. He is the coming King. He is coming back, and he's going to take us home. Amen? He says, who is the liar? The guy who says that he is something else. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son, because there's these guys who think they can get to Dad without going through the Son. He ain't going to get there. No one who denies the Son as the Father, whoever acknowledges the Son, has the Father also. And what these guys are doing, these enemies of the church, these antichrists, are changing the definition of Christ. They are changing the message of what Jesus said. They would make him into a great man. Sometimes you'll hear that. Oh, Jesus was the greatest man who ever lived. Well, he was. He was also God the Son. Amen? Son of God, God the Son. He was a great teacher. The greatest teacher. Lots of people say that. They chip away at the truth. And you lose the truth and you'll lose your way. This is a challenge to many in our time. Maybe you have seen that. Seen that on bumper stickers? You know, coexist. You got Islam, Buddhism, science, Judaism, paganism, Wiccan, and Christian. You know, if they came up with a longer word, they'd probably have more symbols. But what that is, it's this message of, hey, can't we all get along? And there is this feeling that realistically we're all serving the same God, and we just have different avenues to get there. You know, it's just like all roads lead to heaven. Just get on one. And realistically, God is just looking to see if you are, have you heard this? Genuine. That if you believe something, you'll be fine. And in fact, if you're not even on a road, God will come along and just sweep you up at the end anyway, because that's the way God is. And I am telling you, that is a wonderful message. That's a great message for the Buddhists and the Muslims and the witches and the warlocks. It doesn't matter what you believe. And Jesus is a great teacher. The problem is that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it.
That's right.
That's a big road. You're not going to witness on that? There's a whole lot of people that are headed in the wrong direction. Notice that's a two-way road. And they're all going the wrong way. Lose the truth. You'll lose your way. He says, small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. What John is saying is you have an anointing from God. You have a guide in the Holy Spirit that will keep you on that path. And that when people come along the way and say, no, you can make a turn here. You know, we got a little burger joint. Is that right? You just get off that path. We can have some burgers. We can have a little time. It's okay. God made burgers. So we can just kind of take advantage. He says, no. It's a narrow path. John's saying, you got an anointing. It'll keep you on the path. Lose the truth, you'll lose your way. Amen?
Amen.
Are we tracking okay? It's hot up here, by the way. There's lights on me. Is it cool, nice and cool back there? I'm going to let Pastor Paul Scott preach again. I'm going to sit in a cool air. There we go. Consequences to our choices. We're almost done. I'm making pretty good time. Verses 24 through 26. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. John is saying, hey, I taught you guys. I laid a foundation for you. You grab onto that foundation, you will be just fine. Watch out for anybody to try and kick you off that foundation.
Amen.
If this foundation, if this truth stays in you, you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And talk about the dynamic sync-up between God and you. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life.
Amen.
I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. I mean, it doesn't get much plainer than that. There are people around you trying to get you off track.
That's right.
Trying to get you lost. And they don't even feel bad about it. And the Holy Spirit, your guide, whispers to you, don't do it. Hold on to the truth. Truth will take you home. Truth will get you to victory. You can use your way. These antichrists did. They were, past tense, part of the church. They had lost their way, and they were so happy with their lost way, they wanted to take other people with them. There is a danger to everyone in this room of deception. If there was no danger, John wouldn't be writing this. He'd just be laughing. These antichrists got nothing on us. Let them come. He says, no, man, you got to be on guard. Jesus talked about what? Being on guard. Watch out. There are people coming at you. The devil is good at what he does. What's he going to try and do? Get you off track. You lose the truth, you'll lose your way. He says, hold on to the message. Hold on to the truth. Now, the truth is not the goal. I'm going to freak anybody out here. The message of Christ is not the goal. It is the means by which we have relationship with God. That is our goal. Amen? When you got the truth, he shows us how to be in right relationship with him. When you lose the truth, you almost are impossible to have that relationship with him. But This is not the focus. Our focus is on He who created us, is on He who redeemed us. There's all kinds of people who know this word, and it has not set them free. Because there is this element of rejection of the truth of God, of the guidance of the Holy Spirit that happens in them, and they never make it to the victory. Amen? Ongoing relationship with God has a bonus: eternal life. Jesus came to usher in the kingdom of God, and we sit on the front edge of that kingdom. This worship team up here proclaiming the glories of God on the front edge of the kingdom of God. The teachers that are down there teaching right now, proclaiming the truth of God on the front edge of the kingdom. Amen? The front edge of eternal life. He says, don't lose your way. Get in that kingdom. Stay on that. It's an uphill battle. Anybody found that to be true? Keep on climbing. Be like Beatrice, using that cane. I'm climbing with a cane. One day you're not going to have that cane. Amen? Amen? Still be climbing. Praise the Lord. All right, last thing we got. Living in expectation. Verse 28, he says, and now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. Jesus is coming back. That is a great hope for the church. Matthew 16, 27, the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. My question is what are you doing? What kind of reward do you have that is coming at the end? Are you going to get called forward just like JJ and Mike did and get a reward? Because you got the truth, you'll stay on track. And there is victory that is possible. He said, Jesus is going to come back. And there's going to be those that are going to be ashamed. Jesus walks into this room right now. You're going to run up and grab his feet and kiss his feet? It's like the woman who washed his feet with her tears. I don't have any hair, but I could have tears. Or would you turn away thinking I had a bad week? I've been lied to this week, and I bought the lie. I have lost the truth, and I have lost the way. Lord! Because there's some who say, I never knew you. You're off track. He says that when he comes back, that we can approach him with confidence. And even I did some research on that. The translation of that word, confidence, is not strong enough. We don't have a word that means like super confidence without having arrogance or boldness or something like that. Okay? So there is this confidence that comes on Jesus' return because of the life that you lived, because of holding on to the truth of what he gave to us. So my question is when he comes back, how are you going to respond? Lisa, you want to come up? It was pandemonium at the end of that game. Players jumping around, parents jumping around, except for Mountain Empire. They were not pandemonium. They were just bummed. I don't know how many plays Josh did not play. Maybe kicks, just kicks. Did you even play? Two plays in the whole game. Oh, yeah, he got injured. He was out for two plays. You're on every kick? All right, okay. He comes off that field. He had this red shirt on. Pulled out first quarter, I think. Hanging low. He's messing with his straps on his shoulder pads the whole game. Busted stuff. And he comes off that game, off that field, victorious. John says you can come off the field victorious. Paul says, run the race in such a way as to get the prize. And when the runner comes off, man, he is coming in confidence, looking for the prize. And John tells us that Jesus is coming back with reward. Josh came limping off that field, beat down, sweaty, sore, tired. And I was hanging on the steps right next to his dad. And he comes trudging up the stairs. And I'm telling you, his dad put such a bear hug on him. When he got up there, he just put a big old hug on him. And Josh was hugging his dad. John is saying, don't lose that, my dear children. There are lies that would come that would take that hug away, that would take your reward away, that would take your victory away. He says, hold on to the truth. My spirit is in you. I've been telling you, that's a lie. That's a lie. Don't take an edge of it. Don't take a piece of it. Don't mitigate it. Avoid it. Because I'm coming back. And I got a hug. I got a reward for you that lasts for eternity. So how was your week? Where are you at in the game? Is it 30 to 12, 30 to 19, 30 to 25? Are you tired and ready to quit, or are you tired and ready to go? Because he says, hold on to the truth. It'll take you home. Lord Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for your truth that guides and directs us. Lord, I thank you for something as simple as a football game that can give us visions of eternity, Lord. Lord, I thank you that as Josh excelled in that game and was victorious, that we can excel in our lives and that we can find great victory even in the midst of incredible defeat and overwhelming odds. And you come here this morning, perhaps it is you that the Lord is speaking to, and you have bought the lie of the devil this morning. That the Antichrist has come and has conned you and lied to you and got you off track and got you misdirected. And you are looking at that wide road thinking, man, that is so easy. And the Lord this morning is saying, come on back. Come on back. It's not too late. Reward is still possible. Victory is still possible. I am speaking to you, my child. Might have had a stroke on July 17th last year. It's not too late. Claudia got laid off several months ago. Got a new job 2 weeks ago. Not too late. Lori got laid off. New job this week. Not too late. What are you into that needs to get dropped off on the side? What is the Lord telling you right now that's a lie? You just need to just push that off. Saying, Lord, here I am. Oh, Lord. I feel so foolish. I've been buying the lie. But no more. Push the lie off. Grab on to truth. Make it home. Nobody's looking around this morning. This morning, the Lord is speaking right to your heart. And he's saying, you know, there were some choices this week that I wouldn't have had you made. There's some things that are going on. There's some things going on at your house that need to make a change. Things going on at your work need to make a change. Things going on at school, things going on in your relationship, things going on in your soul. You need to make a change. We stand right now. You're in danger, child. My dear child, you are in danger of wandering off. And I'm calling you back. And nobody's looking around this morning, but God is speaking right to your heart. And you are saying, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you for a new opportunity. Thank you for a new chance. Thank you for guiding me into truth. I'm not going to miss out on this one, Lord. That's you this morning. You say, Lord, here I am. I am ready to go. I am ready to restart. Maybe you're saying, Lord, I'm ready to go. I'm so tired. Lord, I need help. That's you this morning. God, speak into your heart. I just want you to slide your hand up and say, Lord, I am hearing your voice this morning. Right there, you're saying, God is speaking to me. Somebody else, say, that is me this morning. Right here, right there, over here. Anybody else? You can put your hand out as I see. Anybody else say, that is me? Oh, back there, yes. Anybody else say, Lord, here I am. I am buying the lie, and I'm ready to get out.